boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I am literally sick. I'm ill. I'm unwell. I can't be messed with today.
Oh, I'm going to mess with you. She thinks there's a secret episode of Stranger Things coming out today. I don't know. Midnight should have happened. It should have happened probably an hour ago.
107. It could happen at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. I believe, okay? The people who watch Stranger Things know what I mean when I say I believe. Me and Slim Jims. Because all of these, I have fallen down. You have no idea how ill I am right now. There are so many conspiracy theory videos on TikTok about Conformity Gate, which is about this secret episode that people think is getting announced or coming out today or something. Who knows? And in every comment section, you know who's there? Slim Jim saying, I believe.
Probably because the person who's behind their social media is bored. Did you ever think that?
No.
I think Gain's in a lot, too.
Who?
Gain? Like the laundry detergent. They're in a lot too. So is Joe Jonas. And Joe Jonas, you need to get off.
Okay, well, I haven't seen them yet. But I hope they believe like me. Don't mess with me. I have done, if you're my boss, don't listen. I've done zero work today. I've been on the internet waiting for some sort of announcement.
It's not coming.
I have my t-shirt on.
Okay, all right, fine. Remember like a year ago, I swore that how Squid Games was going to end was that the baby was going to take over and he's going to be the new front man. And then I said, Reputation's been going to come out like a million times now.
Yes.
And every time you laughed at me and you said, we'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to laugh at you and say, I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, this is
when
different.
Nothing happens.
This is different because it's not stupid. It's smart.
Because I'm smarter than you.
I believe. And if you believe, let me know that you're on my side.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, it didn't take long for our first stupid viral meme of the year, and that is 365 buttons.
Mm-hmm.
I had to look into this because I frankly was a little confused as to why we're talking about 365 buttons. So here's the original lore. You do with it what you please. There's a video of someone talking about like rebranding for 2026, becoming the best version of you. And this girl, Tamara, with the account name Fly Like a Dove, comments on it and says, I'm getting 365 buttons, one for each day, because I want to do more stuff and I'm scared of time, so I want to be more conscious of it. And people are like, oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They start asking questions to her comment, replying back, saying like, what kind of buttons? What are you going to do with the buttons? Are you putting them in a jar and then moving them every day to like see the year pass by in buttons? And she just replied with what is now the famous quote. Hey, it only has to make sense for me to do it. And I don't feel like explaining it to anyone else.
Period. Yeah, period.
So now
that's how I feel about everything in life.
This is now not just about the buttons. This is a philosophy of life.
Can we start saying that to our bosses?
Just 365 buttons or
no, the
I don't feel like explaining it to anyone else.
Makes sense to me.
I am kind of here.
Did
for
I
it.
Get the work done? Yeah. Does it make sense to me? Yeah.
It doesn't need to make sense to anybody else
because nope.
I frankly don't feel like explaining it to anyone.
And get yourself some 365 buttons.
I think we should both get a jar and put them on our desk just to set the tone. That's the vibe this year.
The buttons and the attitude.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I don't have to explain it to anyone else.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
I figured it out. A way to get your significant other to buy you free furniture.
Please share, because I feel like that is something that, respectfully, men do not get excited about.
Girl, I found a way to get them excited. So I got myself a free recliner from my boyfriend.
Well, congratulations. Are you retiring in four days too?
Yes, I am.
Cool.
Cash it out in my retirement account.
Yeah.
No, so I was watching videos that actually his mom sent to me of people in their cross-stitch setups. They're like,
I'm not going like, back to the retirement thing here. You're not helping your case.
It's kind of like a, you know, day in the life kind of thing. But it was like, look at my setup. And it was like, oh, I sit here and I have this light and I do this mm-hmm. here. You know, I put my iPad here and all that fun jazz. but a lot of people had really comfy chairs. And he knows how badly I've been wanting a recliner. Literally the next day, he takes me to the store and we get a recliner. Well, first off, I thought we were just looking. Next thing I know, he's getting his wallet out. I'm like, oh, this is for real reals. Mama's getting a recliner.
Have you been like extra annoying lately or something? Or what? Why does he want you to have your own space?
Well, okay, what he says is that the recliner is going to go in the gaming room and he'll finally be able to get to game in the
oh,
room.
Like you're like hanging we'll out together, uh-huh. But not really.
That's okay. What he says. I think the videos got to him.
Really?
That's what I think.
Okay, I got to figure out what kind of videos.
He also claims he's going to pull up the recliner to his little gaming area. I'm like, that does not sound like fun. You're going to sit back and, yeah, boys, I got the zombies.
Oh, he's going to also use
it? That's what he says. Oh. Back off, that's my recliner.
I was going to, now it's, I think you might break up because of the recliner.
Just so you know, messing up is their middle name. It's Bloopers with those girls in the afternoon.
Is this some like pilot? Is it also a pirate secret that we didn't know about?
No joke. We were having a jock meeting. All of us jocks were in it. And they're like, Dad, did you see all these like jugs?
Mugs? We saw the mugs. We only have a 2-star garage.
Two-stall garage.
Tomorrow it's going to be cloudy for a
Halloween. You know what? They say
What?
They say that we don't deserve to talk on the radio. And that is true. And I agree with that. They also said we couldn't do it. And by doggy, we did it. Right now it's 80 in Cedar Rapids.
And Blooper.
It's just 80.
What is that? Did you just realize
that? No, and you know what? I didn't realize until you're like, oh no.
Oh my God. Should we do it again? Psych. It's not Trending with Taylor time. That was an hour ago.
Did you miss it that much?
I did.
You want me to do it again?
319-200 is our phone number for you to play.
1029.
What did I say?
319-200. 1029. Caller number 3. I'm just going to take over here. That is code word ring to 300. 319. Okay, again, the code word is ring to 319. Text us ring 319. Why do I keep forgetting the phone number today?
I don't know. To break out the crock pot.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. Gotta go.
Seriously, can you believe these two do this every day?
Like every day?
It's those girls in the afternoon. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm loving the post right now in those girls' sweat squad. Now, I know everybody's kind of on the new year, new me, like, path, right?
Yes.
Everybody's like, I'm going to take my diet seriously. I'm going to take the fitness journey seriously this year. It's 2026. It's my year. And I'm loving it. And we're seeing it right now in Those Girls Sweat Squad. If you haven't joined, it's a private Facebook group. You can request to join right now. It's for anyone on any fitness journey. Yes, it's called Those Girls, but we're Those Girls.
Yeah. Whoever you are, however old you are, however far you are in your fitness journey, just starting out, or you're like a seasoned pro. It's all about being positive and just basically cheering each other on, because getting to the gym or getting out for a walk, that's the hardest part. Mm-hmm. So we want to cheer you on and say, good job when you do it.
I love it. Because like, if somebody will post and they're like, hey, I was at the gym today, got 2 miles on the treadmill, and people are like, oh my gosh, congratulations. That's awesome. Like, such encouraging comments. And then I'm not going to lie, I'm going to post today because I feel bad. I've been kind of silenced in the group, but I really can't help it. I've been with the flu.
Yeah, right.
So I wanted to go today, and then I was like, no, no, still not there. I'm going to post and be like, hey, Grace is my biggest friend right now.
100%.
And I just know that the comments are going to be like, hey, when you're ready, we're ready here to cheer you on.
Take care of yourself and get back to it when you can.
It's like a doctor, but a really encouraging one.
Yes, exactly. Oh my God, that's exactly right.
If you want to join, it's called Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook. You can request to join right now. Again, it's for anyone on any fitness journey, and we'll get you in the next couple minutes.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, how the turntables have turned.
What? I don't think that's how the saying goes.
Whatever. Who cares? I'm saying I did not expect to see what I see outside. And that is, I have to mention a sad time at the end of last year when we realized that one of our trees, unfortunately, did not make it through the winter. Right? It was flagged for a long time. And then one day, gone.
R.I.P.
Never to be seen again. However, I just was examining outside. I don't think they pulled that thing out the root. By the root. Do trees have roots?
Well, yes, Taylor. The roots, yes.
I don't think they pulled it out by that because there's something sprouting out where the tree was.
Oh, no. It's got you
a
know
twig.
You know, everybody, it is the season where static electricity is a... Can't say the word, but you know what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
And you've got like little hairs right in the...
Oh, an alfalfa sprout. Yes.
You're like, oh my God, I look like a doofus. It's got an alfalfa.
Yeah, but it's like a full like trunk. A skinny little trunk.
I'm sorry. It's got a badunkadunk.
Well, no,
you
we're not
Fergalicious.
I'm not talking dumpy status. No BBL. It's tiny. Ozempic style, you know?
No BBL over
you
there.
You catch my drift of what I'm saying at all. I am scared to ever like see any of my neighbors in person again because of what ended up in our yard. Okay, we're quickly.
Can I place bets? If you're talking that like that, I'm a little nervy.
What do you think?
Okay, first thought, it's undies.
That's exactly right.
Oh my God, because my next thought was worse. So I'm glad let's just not. No one needs to know my other thought.
I'll ask after this because I am curious. No, okay, so let me tell you how
this
happened.
Oh my God, was it a thong?
Not my undies.
What do you mean not my undies?
They were not my undies. They were not ladies' undies.
I'm not asking you if you were wearing a thong. I'm asking if what you saw was a thong.
No. No, what I'm saying is the undies in the yard were not a thong. They were not my underwear in general. They were not women's underwear. They were Curly's, my boyfriend's.
I thought you said it was a neighbor. Oh, you thought it was a neighbor's.
No, I'm saying I'm scared that the neighbors are looking at us like, what's going on? Because here's...
They got freaky
they got a
on
show.
The lawn.
They got a show. Is what they got. Okay?
You did get freaky on the lawn.
Here's the sitch. Let me
wait, can you confirm?
No! Listen!
Shut up!
Dear God! I'm not trying to get arrested for public indecency. This has actually nothing to do with me at all.
Tonight at 10, DJ.
Nothing. I was not even involved in the story because... I'm so sorry. I got to put Curly on blast. When he shaves his face, his beard situation, he likes to put a towel on his like countertop over the sink because, you know, clogging up the sink if all
you
that hair goes on the drain.
They build stuff for that, right?
They do. This is just what he does. Okay.
Late night, I've seen like info commercials where you wrap it around you and you connect it to the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
You need to buy him one of those.
I should get him one of those beard bibs. No, he doesn't have that. He uses a towel, which is responsible. I appreciate it because he doesn't clog his sink. But he lets his beard clippings fall onto this towel, and then he normally will go to the like sliding door where we have a deck, and he'll just dump them off the deck out into the grass.
Okay.
So he does that the other day, and then he goes, "Oh my God, my underwear were in that towel. My undies are down on the lawn." He threw his undies.
Did he know he did that?
No. Well, not until it already happened.
Okay.
So then he had to go running downstairs through the back and chase his boxers through the yard before they blew into someone else's yard.
Oh, because he did.
He accidentally dumped them.
Okay. My concern is, why are you throwing your beard hair everywhere? Do you know what my first thought is? That's going to be on a crime scene one day.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
That's DNA.
Exactly.
In its purest form. I don't know.
You know how sometimes stores will put people on blast for, like, stealing, and they'll put their photo up?
There's, like, a wall of
wall of shame?
Yes.
I fear I'm going to be on the wall of shame. I did not steal, but I did do not one, not two, but three things that were bad yesterday at my boyfriend Neighbor Man's job.
Well, that's irresponsible.
So we've been trying to do this thing where we're like sticking to one car if we can make it work. So I'll get off of work and then I'll drive over to his and I have to hang out for like an hour before he gets off.
Yeah.
Before we can go home. So I'm just hanging out there. I'm scrolling on TikTok. I'm sitting in the chairs that are relaxing, minding my own business. I have been sick the last couple of days, so comes with that. Well, I've been farting a lot. Okay, I'll just come be honest.
Dear God.
And I was just, I won't describe it too much, but it was happening every 2 seconds, okay? And I'm just sitting there, and it's going, and it's going, and it's going. And I was by myself, so I thought, until this customer, who was waiting for something, comes over to me and goes, you mind if I sit there? Yes, I do. I do mind if you sit here because I have been letting it loose.
Oh, jeez.
My first thought is he knows who I am. He knows I'm Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon, and he's going to be like,
she's stinky.
Ew. Well, could you keep me in mind here that my reputation is tied to yours? I don't
stink. And some
stink.
People think we're the same, too. You know?
I know.
Yeah, so either one of us is the stinky one. We just don't know
it's
which one.
It's never me.
So I had to kind of like, I adjusted myself really quickly to hopefully air out the air. Because I literally
That's a
just...
horrible idea.
Fast forward about 20 minutes later, the guy leaves. I'm eating food in this chair. And I spill sauce all over their nice chair. And it's sauce that's probably going to stain. It's all over the chair. It's in the cushion. It's on the floor. My boyfriend had to get a mop. Then I had to go wash my hands because I got sauce everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to get soap, and then the soap dispenser falls.
Okay.
Taylor,
wow.
I cannot be allowed back.
Yeah, I do wonder like what they said after you left. What did they say about you?
The employees or the guy who I was farting in front of?
Well, honestly, I'd love to hear from Walmart. Call us.
Yeah, if you work for HR, turn your radio off. You're not going to like this story. If you don't, stay tuned. This is going to be a good one for you.
HR nightmare fun time.
Right before Christmas break, you had to take, didn't you have to take me, it was like Christmas Eve, you had to take me to my boyfriend neighborman's work to drop me off. Wasn't that what happened?
Yeah, you asked me to because it worked out for your guys. He had to work later. I don't know. Yeah, I dropped you off and I got paid in Crab Rangoons. It was awesome. It was amazing.
What she didn't know was what she was about to walk into. I also didn't know I was walking into this, but for Christmas, we got gifted, me and my boyfriend neighbor man, underwear. And not just any underwear. No. I'll be honest with you. Mine was a thong, and it has neighbor man on it. But it's not even, it's like a very muscular man. Like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens to have neighbor man's photo, like photoshopped
like
on that
fat
body.
Fat-headed on a body that does not belong to him.
Oh, no, it doesn't. And then his underwear was pictures of me all over it with my favorite dog. Yeah, we all have favorites. Zaw. Which I think is funny because Luna is his favorite. So he didn't get his own cat on the
right. You opened it and then you're like, come look at this. And I was not prepared for what I was seeing. And I feel like I saw too much.
Now you know what my underwear looks like.
I do. And I also, like, I don't really want to know more about neighbor man's underwear. And I mean that with the utmost respect. I just am confused.
I don't know why I got it.
Why did he get dogs on his? Because there's more fabric?
I think it was a picture with me and Zaw together. Somehow it was, like, photoshopped together. I think she did that because, like, she knows that I'm his favorite, right? I would hope. And then Zaw's my favorite.
And bonus points because he's a weenie dog.
Oh my God, Taylor. Have you been thinking about that the whole time?
No.
She's really not working over there. Taylor is not even working today. You admitted it earlier.
Yes, I am.
Whatever. You admitted at the beginning of the show, you said, bosses, don't listen. I might not be working today because you are on this like strangey thingies, whatever y'all want to call yourselves, is the Stranger Things committee, okay? Thinking that there's going to be a secret episode dropping tonight. And I keep, like, in between us being on the air, what you're hearing on your radio, you'll have your phone out and you are just texting. And I'm like, oh, it's either a family emergency. And she's like, give me the details. Like, where's the body? You know, whatever. Or I'm like, you're destroying somebody. You are being a Karen. Like, I don't know what. Like,
oh my God.
Like, you were like, how dare you do that to me? You know, whatever. Something like that. I'm like, hey, everything all right over there? She goes, my boyfriend is just texting me a lot, going over all the theories that we have right now about Stranger Things and the episode that's going to drop tonight. By the way, there's no confirmation there's an episode dropping tonight. But
well, and
she'd be texting over there about it.
Well, no, and I blame him because you know me, I'm not much of a texter during the day. But he's blowing me up because every hour that goes by that this stupid episode that is supposedly exists, I'm losing all hope and all will to
Welcome
live.
To being a Swiftie.
He's blowing me up. He's sending me like things. Okay.
He looks like, that I just saw the text thread. That looks like an ex who wants you back.
Yes. He's like, okay, so today they're going to post this and then tomorrow they're going to post this. God. And now I think that the episode's going to come out on Sunday. And I'm like, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I've been on this train since last week and he didn't believe me. Now I'm like, you can believe it and I'm going to get off the train because I'm tired. I'm tired, Grandpa.
Whoa. If there's anyone listening, and I highly doubt it, but anyone who happens to know somebody at Netflix or somebody who is affiliated with Stranger Things, can you, for the love of God, call us and... We won't put you on the radio. Just confirm if this is happening. So
yeah,
Taylor,
tell me when so I can sleep tonight.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Some days you just have to be honest and say, I'm bad at my job. And today, raise my hand and say, I'm not built for this. My TikTok For You page is... completely taken over by Conformity Gate and Stranger Things in this secret episode. If you know, you know. And if you're on my side, welcome, baby. I believe too. I'm missing out on everything else that's happening on the internet.
You are.
I have no idea. And Destiny came back from being sick and being on vacation and is like, oh my God, have you heard about all these things? And I'm like, no.
She has no idea why we care about Logan's Christmas party and who the heck is Tony.
So I'm passing the torch to you because I don't know. I have no idea.
Thank you, Queen.
For once in my life.
Okay, so if you have no idea who Tony is and why we care about Logan's Christmas party, here is the lore. So it started with a video that got posted on December 27th from a person called 810 Lady Boss. It says, Top Golf in Auburn Hills, the whole net came down. So you're watching a video.
I saw that.
Okay, you're watching a video and this guy's like, you know, hitting the, I don't know, golf, okay? Hitting the ball, right? And then you see on the right-hand side, all of the nets come tumbling down. Mm-hmm. And it's because they've been having a lot of like ice and
they're
snow.
Frozen and they're like shattered, right?
Yep. The comments is what kind of honestly has been going crazy, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So that gets posted. And then the next day, this guy named Logan Phillips comments on that video and he goes, they better have that fixed by January 9th. My work Christmas party is there.
Oh, snap.
Then Top Golf comments and they go, because now everybody's freaking out. And they're like, oh, we got to get this fixed for Logan's Christmas party. I mean, I know
people are on his side. They don't think he's being a Karen.
No.
Like, get it. He wants to play for his holiday party.
Uh-huh. You've got big, you know, companies like Slim Jim's is in there saying six more sleeps until the party. Top Golf comments. And I'm good for them because you're not hiding from something that could make you look bad.
Yeah.
You are in the comments. And because everybody's like, go Logan, we need to have your Christmas party happen. Top Golf comments and they go, so now all of a sudden everyone knows who Logan is, huh? Because everybody's like, Logan, my buddy, I'll be there for the party. You know, they're all making that joke.
Uh-huh.
2 days later, this guy named Austin Lee 500 posts this TikTok and it's really just a photo of him on December 29th and he says, having a New Year's Eve party at six, New Year's Eve. Everyone is invited except Tony.
Who's Tony?
We don't know.
What?
But now everyone has kind of put the two together and they're like, oh, Tony's not invited to the Top Golf Logan's Christmas party, which is happening on the 9th.
Oh,
they put the two together now.
Okay.
I will tell you the update is that Top Golf has fixed their net. The party is happening. They have said there's a strict policy that Tony is not allowed.
Are you kidding me?
No, they said it in comments. You could find it. They said there is a strict no Tony is invited policy.
Like anybody named Tony, just to be safe, since we don't know the specific Tony?
I don't know, but I do know they've also been in contacts with Logan, so we'll hopefully get to see who Logan is. I think everyone's really looking forward to the Christmas party on Friday. What do you think?
I think this is so stupid. I need to start being a Karen in the comments, too, so people think that I, like, deserve attention.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
If you've ever had your man try to explain something to you, whether it's video games or, I don't know, tools, something.
Sports.
Oh, dear God. And you do not understand any of it, stop him and ask him to say it to you in Gen Z girly terms. Because last night my boyfriend Neighborman was going off about, honestly, I don't really know what it was.
Okay. That's a good start.
But I was like, yeah, okay. If you want me to understand any of this, can you just put this in Gen Z girly terms? If you at the end of it don't still understand it, that's fine, because at least you get a good laugh, because him trying to put it in Gen Z girly terms was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I am trying to, yeah, I'm trying to picture it, and I can first assume.
It started with, okay, all right, so you have two girls, and they're hot, and they got big booties.
Okay. Who's the audience for this? Normally, I'd say I'm the boss around the house. I'm keeping things in line. I live with two boys. I got to run a tight
ship. Always say I'm the woman of the house.
Exactly.
There ain't no man. It's me.
You know what? I will live by that from now on. That's normally me. I'm like, okay, Sunday
we're
vacuuming.
You want the house clean? You want groceries to be groceried?
Yes. You want the pantry to be cleaned out. Mm-hmm. You want we got to check the condiments because there's like things that are getting nasty. You know what I mean? I'm like keeping things in line.
CEO.
Exact. CEO to you. That's what I am. Thank you very much. But last night, and I always give my boyfriend Curly a hard time because, my God, we've lived together for how long, and he doesn't seem to know where anything goes. He's always
the
like,
the man eyes.
Where does the milk go? And I'm like, do you even live here?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. But last night, we were making dinner, breakfast for dinner, that is. And
what? I wasn't invited.
Sorry. We made Egg McMuffins. It was delicious. But I was putting stuff away as like the eggs were getting done and the bacon was getting done. And I had the big tub of butter out and I just put it in the fridge and it was on top of other things. So it was kind of crooked. And like if you shut the door the wrong way, it probably was going to fall out. But in that moment, I was like, you know what? Go crazy, Taylor. You don't care. You let that butter.
Long hair don't care.
Yeah, I was living on the edge with my butter hanging off the shelf, okay?
She's a changed woman in 2026.
This is adulting. And I left it. And I was like, whatever, I'll fix it later. Like, I just am hungry at this point and want to eat. And then my boyfriend Curly opens the fridge and goes, of all people, I would never expect you to leave that butter all sorts of crooked on top of a different garlic herb butter. Are you okay? Do you feel sick? Is this a joke? I'm like, you know what? I need to keep him on his toes more.
You do. This feels like a scandal. You know how there's always a scandal with a CEO of some company, right? This felt like a scandal a little bit.
Like Coldplay?
I mean, yeah, I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say
but
that.
But there wasn't any cheating to be there.
Last night, I could not fall asleep for the life of me. I don't know what it was. If I had too much energy, not quite sure. My friend neighbor man tells me today, he goes, yeah, I was telling my coworker that you had a rough night last night. And I go, oh, you told her I like couldn't get any sleep. And he goes, no, I was telling her you were having a mental breakdown, because I was also having that too.
Oh.
I cried a lot last night. I had to have my crisis for 26, you know.
You know what? I don't take this the wrong way. I'm actually surprised.
It took
7 days for it to happen. So that's a win.
I don't know if I should be offended that he's telling his coworkers when I'm having my mental breakdown.
Well, let's celebrate the good thing, which is that it took 7 days for it to happen.
My boyfriend neighbor man was feeling so bad for you last night.
Thanks. Did he want to like buy me chocolate or something? Like, how bad are we feeling?
Okay, if you don't know, Taylor and I, as of right now, we are currently obsessed with a couple of things in life. Of those things is Dubai Chocolate Anything. We want our hands on it. We've got to try it. We also really, really love dirty sodas.
Yes, it's like anytime there's a new place in town that like offers either of those things, there's screenshots that must be sent. Otherwise, it's like, what? You cheated on. You didn't tell me you cheated.
If you got something Dubai chocolate without me, that is calls for this show ending. Okay.
100%. I sent you a massive Dubai brownie that I got at a coffee shop in Tiffin over the break. So I did my due diligence.
I was texting you on the storm. This is where my boyfriend neighbor man felt so bad for you, because it was like past midnight and I find out the Dirty Dough is doing like a Dubai brownie and they're doing dirty sodas. And I was like, Taylor, we gotta go.
I was asleep though, so I didn't answer.
That's
I answered this morning.
Okay, but I don't text like a normal person. That's the problem. Normal people send one text, right? hey, bestie, this looks like fun. We should go. I am so dramatic. It's every word is its own text message, mm-hmm. adding effects, sending GIF gifts, you know, yep. things like that. It's like end of the world kind of vibes, but it's just for a brownie.
And you know what? It's appropriate. I also, I send like single word texts too.
Uh-huh.
I would be more upset if you didn't tell me about it.
Thank you. Because my boyfriend was like, dude, Taylor's going to be so annoyed with you. And I'm like, dude, this is literally in our contract of our friendship is that we do this.
It's for specific things. It's for like Dubai chocolate. It's
dirty
for
soda, dirty something soda. Flavored birthday cake or
birthday cakes mm-hmm, in there.
Mm-hmm. Pickle flavored something.
Pickles up there. And then that's about it. If we start like branching out into like weird stuff that I don't really care about, then.
Yeah. See, like when it comes to like
a breakup,
like Post Malone things, I do have to tone that down for her.
Yeah. Cause she know that I don't care. I don't.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Now, I know I'm not taking down my Christmas tree until my birthday, February 9th. That's something I started last year. I'm like, that's a tradition. Well, it won't be until after this year, but. Nope, not taking it down until February 9th.
I took mine down.
I knew it, you hater.
I took mine down on December 27th.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Well, my cats were driving me nuts. That's what's wrong with me.
Since you're such a hater, you did mention to me that it's National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day.
Yeah, it's just it just happens to be that the 12 days of Christmas ended yesterday, so that's the thought process behind that.
Okay, well, I know you're probably sick and tired of like trivia questions that have to do with Christmas, but I gotta celebrate this. So,
of course.
According to ChristmasWorld.com, how many ornaments should you have on a 6-foot Christmas tree?
Did you create that website, by the way?
Did you just make that up? I had our IT department quickly make it really quick.
Yeah.
No, it really is a real website. I should make this very clear. A 6-foot Christmas tree with your normal, like, round ball ornaments.
Okay. Classics.
The classics.
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
According to ChristmasWorld.com, yes, I made it this afternoon, how many ornaments should you have on a 6-foot Christmas tree that you're going to have to take off today?
Ooh, or February, like Destiny.
Yeah.
You can text in your guest 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
You think I made it up, that I made ChristmasWorld.com up.
It just sound like something that you made in your, like, computer coding class in fifth grade.
Okay, first off, I am actually pretty excited that you think I took a computer coding class that
I
don't.
Let me get that straight. No, I don't. But I think that's what you would do if you did.
I was like, I am not even smart enough to clock in sometimes. I don't even know how to do that. Don't ask. HR is not very happy with
it. Fair enough.
Tonight's trivia question, according to ChristmasWorld.com, it's a real thing. How many ornaments should you have on a 6-foot Christmas tree?
Well, you can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. So far, 4465 said 110 ornaments.
Oddly specific.
It is oddly specific, but it sounds like one of those, like, feng shui things, you know?
No, yeah. What
like
I was thinking
mother.
Is that 4465 put their tree down this weekend and was like, how many ornaments do I have?
I'm going to count.
Here?
Yeah.
110.
Maybe. I don't know. Might be a magic number.
Michael said 30. That's not a lot.
Well, see, now
we're talking 6-foot tree here.
Yeah, we're getting into taste, though. Some people really like gaudy, over-dramatic, like filled to the brim trees. And then some people like, you know, I picture Kim Kardashian, like cold and soulless.
That's what I was going to say. It's funny you mentioned that. I was going to say you remind me of Kim Kardashian.
Me? No, how dare you?
You just said soulless.
Well, that, yes.
But you remind me of Kim Kardashian because I imagine your Christmas tree was, let's say it was 6 foot. It was like 90% like, I don't know, ribbon or garland or something, and maybe 10%.
How actually dare you say such
really?
A thing?
Really?
Yes,
you
I have
actually
plenty
had ornaments
of
on there?
Ornaments, and you know what? I have XL ones that take up a lot of
What's
space.
An XL?
Big old balls.
And let me guess, Kim Kardashian. Not a single one of them was a handmade one or a childhood one.
No.
Or a Hallmark one.
No, because I am my mother's daughter, and she loved when we would bring home those weird looking
she
clay animals.
Away.
No, they just would stay in the box. Love you, Mom. She taught me right. I had an aesthetically pleasing treat.
Is that why you are the way you are?
That, yes. That and so many
you
other
had
things.
No soul because your mom wouldn't put the ornaments on the dang tree.
She loves us. She didn't love the art we made at age 8, okay? 1023. You get it. That's why we call her Kris Jenner. The ones who get it, get it. 1023 said 50 ornaments, which is...
That seems reasonable. I like that number.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're talking maybe some still empty branches, room for things like tinsel and garland and such. Some people put way more than just ornaments on their trees, by the way.
Yeah, they put the popcorn.
Popcorn and mm-hmm. candy canes and, I don't know what else, beads, tinsel. I would love to be a tinsel house, but my cats would be
losing
it out the other end for weeks.
I get what you're saying there. According to christmasworld.com, how many ornaments should you have on a 6-foot Christmas tree?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in 3 minutes.
I would love to see you in a therapy session.
You know, they're like, my mom has also said that to me for years. Like,
Taylor, we think the way that you are is because your mom didn't keep your ornaments.
Oh, boy. Do you guys got another thing coming? I got plenty of other things that cause the way I am.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer.
Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on
Z102.9. Today is National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day, so in honor of that, the question tonight was, according to ChristmasWorld.com, yes, it's a site, how many ornaments should you have on a 6-foot Christmas tree? That's the wrong button. Gosh, where
oh,
was I?
No.
I was on vacation. What button do I press? This one.
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
100 ornaments on a 6-foot Christmas tree. And we're talking about the, you know, your normal round... ornaments for it to look aesthetically pleasing. They're saying 100 ornaments.
That's kind of crazy.
I think I do have 100 on.
Really?
Well, yeah, I should actually count it. So we have 3 Christmas trees. One, bare naked. Don't look at her. The other one is like childhood ornaments.
Yeah.
Like, you know, things you'd get from your parents from the Hallmark store, things like that. The other one is an all pink tree.
Oh.
And it is the round ball ornaments. Like, it's to the point I have like multiple ornaments on one little stem or leaf, whatever.
Branch?
Yeah.
So you think you have 100 on that tree?
Should I count it someday?
Yeah.
Like, to the you can't even breathe without some of them falling off. No joke. They'd be falling off a lot. There, I have it. It's overcrowded. I have a problem.
I need you to, that's your homework tonight, is to go home and count every single ball on your Christmas tree.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.